Thanks, guys. It was 13 years ago on this coming September 11th. Nearly 3,000 people died. The World Trade Centers, the Pentagon, at a field in Pennsylvania when some very brave Americans took down the plane as it was on its way probably to the White House. The stupidity, the foolishness of racial hatred forgets the fact that in light of all difficulty, all of our blood spills red. All of us need Jesus. All of us need to be ready any day and every day. We do these things in remembrance, and I think it's wrong to not remember. When Pearl Harbor happened, there was a call that went throughout America to remember. We need to be a nation that walks right with God. We need to be a nation that stands together. We need to be a nation that prays, that believes, that trusts, that responds to Him. How many know God is in charge of life?
Amen.
How many know you need Him?
Yes.
So, Father, here we come. Even on this morning, where in a few days we understand it's an event that occurred 13 years ago that brought us to our knees. And yet there's a resiliency and a resolve to get up and go on. But on behalf of this congregation and in the body of Christ, we recognize, Lord, that as a country we have strayed away from the foundation of faith. Where we sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." We have wandered away from your righteousness and your call. And on behalf of our country, Lord, we repent and pray that you would have mercy on our land. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Lord, we thank you for mercy. We pray for the 3,000 families and the many, many multitudes of firefighters and policemen who lost their lives. And we're still so grateful for what they do right here in our own county and cities. And we think of the military men and women across the planet that serve us to maintain freedom. We ask you to protect them, to be with them, to strengthen them. We join hands with others across this land to preserve righteousness and integrity, to stand as one nation under God, indivisible with life and liberty. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen.